Hey everyone, this is Victor with VentoBot, and on today's episode of Don't Kill the Messenger, we're going to be diving deep into branding, what it is and how you can get started with it, and what it is, if you're not intentional with it, how it's being already set up for you and how you're being perceived with your brand if you have not even done anything about it. But if you do, you're going to be standing out, being that go-to expert. Now, before we jump into that, head on over to ventobot.com/book to get your free copy of our 4-phase complete automation strategy to generate never-ending leads online. Same process we take our private clients through so they can go from the go-to, the best kept secret to the go-to expert in their field. Now today I have Susan here who is really going to dive deep and break it down for us in branding, what it is, and kind of go into branding versus marketing. So she's known, I met her as a branding clarity expert. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
Hey, Victor, I'm great. How are you?
Great, great. So I know you have a lot of good gold nuggets for us today as far as branding, but tell us a little bit about yourself first before we kind of really dive into the like what branding really is and how we can get started with it.
You want to know about me personally or about my business?
business. So yeah.
It's been, I'm just entering into my 17th year right now in the consulting industry. In, of course, creating more conscious, strategic, and deliberate brand to help companies identify and define who they are. And I developed a process called Brand DNA. It's a methodology.
Yeah.
And took on a partner a while ago in way back in the early 2000s before any of this, you know, online stuff was really understood. In fact, we were probably one of the first people to put on webinars on a regular basis.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We did webinars before we even understood what the word was.
Right. People were like, yeah, webinar, what is that cool thing? Yeah.
So I help small businesses and up to middle market sized companies with about 2,000 employees. That's what I consider middle market.
Yeah.
And it's just been quite the journey to really get them clear on who they are as a brand.
That's awesome. Yeah. Because I know people throw the word branding around all the time. They're like, yeah, we're going to get your branding done. We're going to get this done and that. And then they kind of think about, I know you, I could see you already, you know where I'm going with this. And everyone's like, yeah, like I need the logo to be like this and like that. And then these are our colors. And it's not, and I've worked with branding experts in the past before. And I know it's a lot more to it than that. That's kind of just like the tip of the iceberg. So what is it that when people really work with you, what is it that they feel or experience at the end of that?
Clarity. Bottom line is clarity. And clarity is the basis for action. And without that clarity, that's where people in businesses mess up. That's where they spin their wheels and struggle to create trust in their clients, in their prospects' minds, and create the consistency that builds that trust. So they end up chasing the client when they're not clear versus pulling them in and attracting them because they know who they are as a brand. But I wanted to touch on your mention about the logo. So I want to clear that up first. Can I do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew that would get a reaction.
So let me explain, because this is kind of the reason why I'm in business, I believe, is because of the misunderstanding between the two terms, marketing and branding.
Yeah.
In my viewpoint, a logo, the graphic element of a logo, is a marketing function.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because it's sending the information out. You're disseminating information. The logo itself is not the brand of your business.
Yeah.
It's what the logo ends up meaning to the client after they've done work with you, or maybe they've been referred to you by somebody.
Right.
But it's those, so a brand is just a perception. And so when I say I'm a brand clarity expert, I help my clients assign meaning to the perceptions they want others to have of their brand. That's literally the process of branding. That's it. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to define the DNA of this company that makes up the brand. And then when we go take action to disseminate the information and communicate it, we are in the function of marketing.
I love it. And I know you held up your book there just now, and it's, I'm sure you go, it's a lot deeper into it there to really explain further, because we can only touch on it so much here. But I love how you said it's that perception, right? So for me, what I'm hearing is it's essentially, it's what people say when you're not there about you. It's kind of like that. What's that?
Or when you're there.
Or when you're there. It's what it is that they perceive you to be, right? If, for example, there's that big difference, the first thing that comes to mind is like the Walmart type of jewelry and then the Tiffany's type of jewelry, right? Like you could put the two types side by side without any branding, any like logo of anything, but as soon as you understand, there's a different feeling when you walk into some place that's a Tiffany type of market compared to like a Walmart. And I think that's kind of what you're getting, right? The perception of like, wow, I'm getting good quality here compared to like, oh yeah, this is just fitting my budget for now.
Yes, and it has to be that. So you can design the experience to be feel like it's super high quality, but you have to actually deliver it as well. So when I brand with my clients, I work with them at the internal level to not only identify and define that construct of their DNA, like what do we want others to think about us, and it not just, you know, pushing it out there, what do we want them to think about? Well, who are we? And how can we sustain and be authentic in how we actually show up, and what does that look like? So we have to actually, when I work with them, I challenge them after we've come up with the DNA elements, the attributes. Well, where are you this and this area? In your customer service area, in your systems and processes area, in how you deal with your customers, in how you deal with your own employees even. So it's very holistic in terms of how I consult and help these companies align themselves with who they say they are before they even spend a dollar in marketing.
I love it, yeah. And it's important, I agree. I know so very early on when we started kind of working with coaches and consultants, it was more, I found very quickly that those that didn't really have that clarity, it was harder for me to market for them.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's what you're getting at there, is like you help them really understand internally who they are and how they perceive themselves to be, so that when you go to market, it's easy.
And you as a vendor coming to them to help them disseminate their message, communicate their message, mm-hmm. and them not knowing what their message is, it's super tough for you to create ROI, right? Return on their investment.
Yeah.
When you're brand new to the company, but they should know who they are. And if they don't, then, you know, shame on them as a company for not digging in and really understanding that, because they're just wasting money marketing if they don't understand that, and they can't guide you and tell you all of the things that they know themselves to be. That's what the DNA does, is help the client to make a stand for who they are and educate those vendors who are like you, want to help them get it out there all over the world, because you market a brand. And if you don't know what your brand is, what are you marketing? I don't know.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You're wasting your marketing dollars.
You are.
At that point, yeah, I agree. So how does one, I'm curious if you've ever had someone come to you and like, well, we don't know if we feel like we're pretty clear on who we are and what we do. And then you dig in and you find out that that's not the case. So how can we someone really self-identify and say, like, you know what, I may need to take a look at this a little bit further. What are some of the things that you help people go through that really help them identify, like, oh, we're not as clear as we thought we were?
Right. So in the methodology, we have several components within the DNA piece of it. We help them identify and define or uncover their core values. Not only identify them, but I want a definition. I want a definition around what that core value means to you and how you show up in that space. Every single one of them. I want to look at your style attributes, which we call your brand style attributes. These are like for companies with employees, it's the personality of the entity of the organization.
Gotcha.
So it's collective. And that I want definitions for each of them. For personal brands, you know, like solopreneurs, that I am the brand of my business, massage therapists, practitioners, coaches, speakers, sales agents, they own their book of business and they are the brand of their business. So they have to look internally and really identify and define those pieces, the values, the brand style attributes. Then we get into fleshing out all the different quantifiable differentiators within the organization or that person who's the personal brand that will help create relevancy to its audiences. And that's a fabulous fleshing out brainstorming process. So we get down to the nitty gritty and the nuts and bolts and quantify these differentiators that are super powerful.
I like that because it's so a lot of the people listening now are more like solopreneurs or they have a small team of some kind. So with that said, I like how you touched on personal brand there and we look really looking internally because I mean, sure, as we grow a smaller team and depending on how big they actually want to get, you do have to kind of, it sounded like you have to create this culture that stems from who I am as a person. So if, let's use me as an example. As I grow my team, if I want to grow past where I am now, then I need to make sure that the culture of our environment, even though we might be virtual, still maintains that same, like what I am inside. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
It's Victor's playground, right? So it's your sandbox. You get to define as a small business owner, a solopreneur right now, right?
Yeah.
What that profile looks like, what your DNA is. And then you start hiring you hire those people that apply to or are relevant to your core values. So I have a whole system called the values-based interview process. So once you get clear on your core values, we set up questions and a way to interview that will help you identify if this is the right person or not, if they're a good culture fit for being playing in Victor's sandbox.
Right. No. That makes sense. So like I feel like I've kind of created that in a way with our team now. We've for the most part, like the way I look at things, at least my point of view on everything I take is very like, I don't want to, childlike seems almost wrong to say in a way, but I'm very curious about a lot of things, right? I always look at it from that child's perspective of like curiosity, right? And I'm like, oh, so I wonder if we could do it this way. Can we play in this realm and make it even better? Because that's at least what I've brought to our business here. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting to hear that, that you really, it's, I like how you put it, it's like my sandbox. And if I invite people, my team members, they're playing in my sandbox. So they have to make sure they follow, I guess, the rules of the sandbox. Is that kind of what?
Well, hopefully you're hiring them to your values. So it's super easy for them to follow the rules. Right. It's innate in them as well.
Yeah.
And that's kind of part of the law of attraction piece too. So you're not going to try to fit a square peg in a round hole
to
work with you. And that's going to be a struggle. You know, every month you're going to struggle with these employees if they're not a good fit. You want people that are playful, that are curious. I mean, these are areas that I would call your style attributes. Mm-hmm. This is your personality, right?
And yeah,
if you define those terms, you create the set of terms, you define those, you could really get a broader scope and build out that interview process so you can get a good fit and feel for these people that you're going to be bringing in as you grow.
Yeah, no, I like how you brought that down. I feel like anyone that is in that position of really looking to start growing and they're kind of getting past themselves and getting to the point of really growing a team, then that's kind of how they would look at it, right? Like, this is my sandbox, it's my business, and as I invite people in, they're going to help with the sandbox and make it even better that way. But they're kind of follow that, they're going to follow along the lines of like who I am, really. They're pretty much an extension. So I love it.
Even the solopreneur that's hiring a VA for the first time, mm-hmm. right? You not only look at those skill sets, but you have to look at the brand style of that person. And they have to understand your brand style too, to get you to know, you know, where your folks, like, one of my brand style attributes is efficiency. I mean, and transparency, right? And so I don't want to do things two or three times. And I'm always like, okay, let's get her done, right? Yeah, and transparency, we've got to communicate, because if you don't call me or don't talk to me and you're having issues, I have an issue with that, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta make sure you're lining up even the vendors that you use. I have a whole vendor matching profile for brands that you can work with. So you're really trying to create that ease and flow with your brand and how you communicate out there and what you attract to yourself as well.
That makes a lot of sense. And I guess once you start to identify these pieces, this style guide, and then like the core values and whatnot, that really helps start to define that brand and get clear on it and the message about it. Where is it? And I'm sure you may have gotten this question a few times, like, so where do I see like the return on it? Because is it tangible? Is it something like, how do we really determine what the return of like going through this type of branding process really is?
Yeah. So you, better than anybody at being in the space of marketing, you know that a confused mind doesn't buy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So what the ROI is for getting clear on the brand side, right? If I'm not clear, if I don't know who I am, my customers don't know who I am. If I don't know what I stand for, my customers don't know what I stand for. It's just impossible, right?
Yeah.
And in all my marketing efforts, all I'm doing is chasing my client and thinking that I know what they want, rather than knowing what I can do and do my best. And I'm an expert in this industry, in this space. And then I start realizing all the qualities, the DNA attributes that make me who I am. And I start talking about it and I start creating a narrative around it. That's all the messaging that is built around all the information that gets fleshed out when you do the work to identify and define your brand. You've got all the marketing vernacular that you need to message that is authentic to who you are. So you're not ever saying stuff that you're not or making promises that you can't deliver on.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So then you're really starting to, the return is that you're clear, so that you know, you can confidently go out and scale your business even faster because you know who's right for you, who's not. And I feel like that may definitely resonate with a few people because some might be in that stage of like they're about to grow, but then they're still afraid of saying no to people. Because I've turned clients away and saying like, we're not necessarily the right fit. I could help you, but it'll almost be forced on both of our ends, and I don't necessarily want to do that, right?
What I generally will tell my client or the clients that are seeking this information is that you start to discern differently, and when you're making better decisions that are on brand, it's exponential. You have to grow in more efficient, productive, exponential ways.
No, that makes sense.
Because you're carving out what I call value position in the minds of your market. When you're consistent in your narrative and you actually then walk the talk, when they hire you, you deliver on that promise, right? And these are all behaviors that so many people don't realize they're not doing. And they can't be doing it if they're not clear. They can't be. You know what I mean? Because we're very adaptive human beings. We like to be chameleons and like to be in spaces that other people like us.
Yeah.
So we start adapting, right? Instead of standing in our strength and in our brand value power.
That makes a lot of sense. And I've actually, that's funny that you say that. that makes me think about when we first started. I would actually do that a lot. I would move around, and like my strength is in like the social media platforms, like Facebook ads and Instagram, along with like chatbots and whatnot. That's like our biggest thing. We've done things organically as well. Sometimes they worked out, sometimes they not. We've tested things out a lot ourselves that way too. But I remember when I first started, like a few, what is it? I think year two is when we really, that's when I started to move away from that like chameleon that you were just talking mm-hmm. about. Like I would say like, yeah, we do this. And like, sure, we also help build funnels and whatnot, but that we prefer people to already have a lot of that in place. We more consult with it now. And if it's absolutely needed for something that we're specifically doing, then we'll do it. But most of the time it's more like already taken care of. And we know that now. But that's definitely, I think, important from what you're saying. Like that's when you start to get, you realize you're not clear when you start to be like, oh yeah, well I can do this too. And, oh, I can do this. Like, sure I can, but it's right. not going to be to the best of what you need right now.
It's not the sandbox you want to play in all the time, yeah. right? You have that primary core set of skills that you want to really leverage in your business and with mm-hmm. the clients that want that. And that's where you want to play. Yeah. So you're discerning yeah. differently because you're clear.
Yeah, that's, I love it, yeah.
And
yeah,
so, you know, go ahead. I was just going to say, every single person has a brand already.
Uh-huh.
They don't realize that. They think they have to go get a brand. You know, like, I'm like, don't go to Walmart and get a brand because it's not there. You already have a brand. The real question is, Victor, is are you in control of it?
Oh, that's a good question. I love it. That
and
is.
That's what the DNA does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love it. And that's very important because I've had that before. And I feel like, again, I can use myself as an example. When we first started several years ago.
This is like a consulting session. I'm going to have to charge you for this.
I know, right? It's really funny. I was just like, it's really interesting. Because I remember a few years ago, I was kind of all over the place when I first started. And I think a lot of people start there. And I think that's okay. Because you need to figure out what you're really good at and what you do. And, you know, so what you know how to do really well and what you get the best return for your clients. And that was... I say it, it's really funny, but it was a time where I definitely wasn't clear on my message, and now it's a different story. It's like 180, right? I know who I can help, who I can't, who needs to do things before they're ready to work with us, and
or who you don't want to help, right?
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
You don't play in that yeah. space anymore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've definitely run into those. I'm just like, yeah, no, not for me. Sorry. So yeah. But that's interesting how you bring it down back to really that clear piece. And it's understanding who you are internally.
Right. So it's, you know, along with the doing and what you think you know how to do really well, it's the doing mm-hmm. of it. So, you know, the E-Myth, that book by Michael Gerber,
yeah.
written uh-huh. way back when, that's, you know, huge. It was about recognizing that you can't do everything at 100%. You can't mm-hmm. be your own CPA, your bookkeeper, HR person. That you came in this business with a skill set and thinking that you can open up shop and everything yeah. would be fine, right?
Yeah, he talks so about the myth. Opening a restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just really important to know that branding is so beyond the doing. It's really about the being. You know, how am I being in order to create distinction from someone else that says they do the exact same thing that I do? And that's only through the being. It can never be through the doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you get to that point of understanding the depth of the power of clarity that you get from brand, being conscious, strategic, and deliberate in your brand development, the game's over.
Yeah. It's interesting. So I guess kind of to really bring things home here, when someone starts to work with you, what is some of the first things that they, you would like to have them prepare for? Or I guess, what are some of the, like, the prerequisites that they would need to have done already before they're ready to work with someone like you?
Well, my flagship program is the DNA methodology. So I won't do any design work. I have design skills. I have a minor in graphic design. But I used to run a boutique, a design firm that just did logo and corporate identity design.
Yep.
But my flagship program is the only way I will begin consulting and working with a client.
Gotcha.
And that's, they have to go through that program. Whether it's the DIY course I have now online for personal brands, or it's a bigger business that I go in and actually on site cultivate their culture, and we flush out the DNA process. But they have to go through that, and I'm happy to hold their hands and walk them through it so that they're clear, because everything we do from that point on, every decision we make to expand and build their business is from the DNA.
Yeah, I love it, because that, I mean, like, that's your foundation process. That it makes a lot of sense, because if you don't have that down, then it's almost like they're coming to you speaking in a completely different language.
Well, you know, I have a lot of people come up to me in networking events and give me their card and say, "Hey, what do you think about my brand?" Right?
Oh my God!
I'm just like, okay, all right, let's have a conversation.
Right? Didn't I do that to you? No, I'm just kidding. I mean,
you know, and for me, if people don't even understand the difference yet, they may not be my client. You know, I want to get those people that are already realizing that they need to stop marketing for now and start branding so that they have something more to market in a more distinctive way.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we could definitely partner with you. I mean, you're the marketing person. I get do the core work, and then they come to you with their DNA in hand, and you get to run with it, right?
Oh yeah, like I'll scale it to the moon and back. So it's interesting. Can you speak more to those personal brands or those smaller teams? I guess, if you can elaborate more on like what that process looks like, as far as when they know that, like, you know what, this is done, like we're ready to take this to someone like me, for example, and just like have them market it.
Yeah. So it's just about going through the fleshing out of the DNA pieces. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see this is my framed one sheet of my brand's DNA.
Yeah.
So this is my roadmap. This helps me discern differently and say, okay, I want to do a whole campaign on social media. So the feel of that, the tone of that comes from my set of style attributes, right? Mm-hmm. The narrative comes from my core values and my differentiators and my brand promise, or what I call my brand mantra for personal brands. Okay. So it's all developed around that vernacular, and my messaging is done, basically, you know. And the visual, if people want to update their logos because they now realize their logo isn't representative of what they're clear on now with their brand, we can do some tweaking there, but visually, I hate to say that the logo is the brand, because it's really not, but I would say it's a visual representation or marketing icon for the brand.
That makes sense.
Really what that icon means to me when I see it over and over and over again, or, you know, Starbucks, it means something to me because I've experienced that company before and the products that they offer.
Yeah. So I guess, just to bring an example, like I know these would probably get thrown around a lot, but like Nike and Apple, like Nike, you know, like we see that check mark and everyone's like, at least for me, I feel like it implies some type of action. You're doing something, like it's like they have that what is it, that brand message, you know, like just do it. You don't have to even, you see just the little swoosh, and then you're like, yeah, we're going to do something here. It's like, it gives you that, that feeling. And I think that's when you're that clear, that's what it should do. That's what the visual representation, at least, is what you're getting at, right? To, it should do for people that they like.
For the right market.
Right.
So no brand is universal.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to appeal to everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to drop the oars when you realize that I'm not going to be a people pleaser and try to be everybody's brand, right?
Yeah.
When you, that's another ROI, I guess, when you clarify your brand, is that you reduce your kind of your prospect, but you increase the depth of that,
mm-hmm.
right? They're richer. They're ready to go. They're more leverageable. They're, you know, they love what you do. So that is so much easier to build a business on than fishing and, you know, sending out a reach that it has nothing to do with them even wanting what you have to offer.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. So I guess to, cause we're kind of wrapping it up here, running out of time here, but I know you have something for us to get started, to kind of really help us identify a few things. Mm-hmm. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, so I have a couple of things. I have a free brand Kickstarter package on my website. Just go to my website. I think the fill in the blank to get on the mailing list, and you'll start receiving the assessment tool.
Yep.
There's my 6 myths, the small business branding book is on there. Several other pieces that help you get clear on what branding is and what it isn't. That's free. Or you can sign up for my gift, which is a 30-minute brand breakthrough session that we'll just have a conversation on Zoom, and we'll talk about what's going on with your brand right now. And I will give you 3 to 5 action steps that will blow you away, and you can start using right now and start making a difference and getting more crystal clear on who you are as a brand.
I love it. Yeah, no, definitely is a, that's a great thing. So I'll make sure we get those links, and I'll put them in the show notes here so that we're able to access them quickly. And thank you so much for coming on and really talking about branding and really diving into like what it is, what it truly is, and really getting clear about it so that we can start to really put it out there and not just be clear, but know who we're for, who we're not for. And once we go to market, that allows everyone to.
Once you know the difference between the two functions, you can work with them together to really grow exponentially.
Yeah.
Thanks for the platform. I appreciate the invite. It was fun talking to you.
Of course. Yeah, no, anytime. And until next time, I am Victor with Ventobot. And before I forget, once you actually have, definitely reach out to Suzanne here to make sure you get all of your branding clear so that you're completely clear on your message and your style and really exuberate just who you are if you're a personal coach, consultant, speaker, author. And once you're done with all of that, head on over to ventobot.com/book to get your free copy so that you can go from the best kept secret to the go-to celebrity in your market. Until next time, I'm Victor with Ventobot. See ya.